From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Trump lashes out. President Donald Trump lashed out Wednesday at his critics and naysayers following more than a week of negative news coverage, beginning with his sudden decision to fire James Comey as FBI director. In an address to the newest group of U.S. Coast Guard officers, Trump urged the 195 graduates in the class of 2017 to put your head down and fight, fight, fight when life presents them with challenges and adversity.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine.
The president's appearance at the academy came the day after reports he had personally appealed to James Comey to abandon the FBI's investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump fired Flynn earlier this week for misleading top White House officials about his contacts with Russian officials. The White House has denied the latest report, which landed amid a furor over the president's recent Oval Office meeting with Russian diplomats in which Trump is said to have disclosed classified information. Now, on that story, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Donald Trump never passed any classified information to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov when they met last week, and he says he has the transcripts to approve it. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Pacific Command warned Wednesday that the combination of ballistic missiles and nuclear warheads in the hands of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un represents a recipe for disaster. Speaking at an event in Tokyo, Admiral Harry Harris Jr. said, "Every test North Korea carries out brings it a step closer to the ability to launch nuclear-tipped missiles." The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations told countries Tuesday that they must join the effort to prevent North Korea from getting a nuclear weapon, warning they could face sanctions themselves if they help the rogue state achieve nuclearization. Nikki Haley spoke ahead of a closing meeting of the U.N. Security Council.
"We want to look at the current sanctions in place, and we want to look at strengthening the sanctions. And the United States has not passed looking at third country entities who are helping North Korea and putting sanctions on them. Because if you are supporting North Korea, you're against the rest of the international community."
Council members met Tuesday following Pyongyang's May 14th launch of a mid- to long-range missile that traveled about 800 kilometers before landing in the sea west of Japan. Gunmen stormed the local headquarters of Afghanistan State Media in the northeastern Nangarhar province on Wednesday, setting off clashes that killed 10 people. Inamula Miakihal, a spokesman for the provincial hospital in Nangarhar, said four state TV employees and two police officers were among those killed and that 18 other people were wounded. The Interior Ministry spokesman said four attackers were killed in the assault, which began with an explosion followed by a gun battle with Afghan security forces. Chelsea Manning, the U.S. Army soldier who gave more than 700,000 classified military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks in 2010, was freed from prison early Wednesday after serving 7 years of a 35-year sentence. The leaks included battlefield reports from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as State Department cables and rocketed WikiLeaks to international prominence. Critics said the disclosures publicized some of the nation's most sensitive secrets and put people mentioned in the documents, such as those who aided U.S. troops overseas, in danger. Former U.S. President Barack Obama commuted Manning's sentence in January, setting Wednesday as her release date. Manning, who was known as Bradley at the time of the leaks, came out as transgender after being sentenced to prison. Manning said she acted out of concern for my country, innocent civilians who died in the wars, and in support of transparency and public accountability. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.